Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question: sometimes I feel bored at church. What can I do to enjoy going to church more? Response from the New Era: with all the time you spend in school, perhaps going to church for 3 hours on Sunday may feel overwhelming some weeks, but there are ways to make it a great experience. Remember, church members meet together oft to fast and to pray, and to speak one with another concerning the welfare of their souls, and to partake of bread and water in remembrance of the Lord Jesus. Moroni chapter 6, verses 5 through 6. Going to church meetings on Sunday is one way you can ponder the truths of the gospel and feel renewed spiritually. This will happen as you prepare. Remember that you, not the speakers or teachers, control your experience. Taking that kind of responsibility will change how you view church meetings and what you feel. The more you put into your preparation for Sunday meetings, the more you'll get out of them. To help you on Sunday itself, consider what youth from a seminary class in Ohio, USA suggested. Be willing to learn and listen to the people who are teaching. Pray for help and guidance. Take notes. Read along with the scriptures in class. Bring a friend and think about Jesus Christ. When we do these things, Sunday meetings can become a delight and a source of strength to help us through the week. For more ideas, read How to Never Have a Boring Church Class Ever Again at lds.org/go/class-NE11.
Responses from New Era Readers. Come with a question. Come with a question in your heart each week. You can think of it on Sunday or by preparing for it the entire week before. When you're at church, listen for the answer to your question. Anna G., 18, Utah, USA.
Be actively involved. Share your testimony on Fast Sunday. Contribute a Sunday lesson by sharing a personal story, or write bullet points about the talks and thank the people who gave them. Look for the message in each talk or lesson meant especially for you by listening to promptings of the Spirit. Try writing down three things that touched you that day as a result of going to church. Keeping a church journal will show you how much you need church meetings and the blessings they give to you. Kaylee S., 14, California, USA.
Be friendly. Be friendly to the people around you. When you enthusiastically say hello to that one lady you've met but have never talked with, your day and hers will be so much brighter. Being friendly can also help you feel the Spirit, especially when you pay close attention to what the speakers and teachers are telling you. Amory M., 15, Utah, USA.
Think of the scriptures. I think of scriptures that go along with the talks or testimonies being given. I look them up and write them down in my notebook and use that as a chance to get closer to my Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. It also gives me an opportunity to ponder on those verses during the week and to better understand the scriptures and apply them in my life. Jared C., 12, Colorado, USA.
Take notes. I often take notes or sketch drawings on what the talks are about because it makes it easier for me to pay attention. Marshall O., 12, Maine, USA.
Be engaged and try to relate. Be engaged in the lessons and talks at church. Try to relate what the speakers and teachers are telling you. Sometimes the lessons aren't as exciting as you hope, but the teachers work hard on them. Listen not only to the speakers, but also to the Spirit. By doing this, you could get something out of the lesson or talk that you may not have otherwise noticed. Going to church will help you strengthen your testimony and give you inspiration. Ashlyn W., 13, Colorado, USA.
Pray for the Spirit. Pray that you can have the Spirit with you. Pray for the speakers to give you inspiration or answers so that you can focus. Seek to open your ears and heart. Ramsey H., 18, Arizona, USA.
Listen to the speakers. Come to church with a pen and a notebook. Take notes on what the speakers talk about. Then, when you get home, you can review your notes. You never know when the speakers will say something that could help you in your life. Julia A. 12, Colorado, USA.
Sidebar. Worship the Lord. We do not go to Sabbath meetings to be entertained or even solely to be instructed. We go to worship the Lord. It is an individual responsibility, and regardless of what is said from the pulpit, if one wishes to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, he may do so by attending his meetings, partaking of the sacrament, and contemplating the beauties of the gospel. If the service meeting is a failure to you, you have failed. No one can worship for you. You must do your own waiting upon the Lord. President Spencer W. Kimball, The Sabbath of Delight, Ensign, January 1978, pages 4 through 5. Upcoming question. What can I do when I feel like I don't fit in at church? Send your answer and photo by December 15, 2014. Go to newera.lds.org, click Submit Material, enter your LDS account, and then select New Era. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A, questions and answers.